Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update from AUX Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AUX, and on the OTC markets under the symbol AUXRF. I'm chatting with the CEO, Ian Slater. Now, Ian, we're following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, February 9th. It is some drill results from the Georgia project. This is drill results focused on this southwest vein target. Some of the headline numbers, impressive grades, 103 grams per ton gold over 2.74 meters and 126 grams per ton gold over 1.1 meters. Let's just start off by catching everybody up to speed on this Georgia project, which is in the Golden Triangle, and this target, the southwest vein. It's a little bit away from the historic mine that happened here, but still all on trend. Give us a general recap of where these high-grade results are located in the whole project here, please, Ian.
Sure, thanks. So these are a couple hundred meter step out from the old Georgie River mine, where they were mining in the 1930s. The Guggenheim family owned it, and they were mining ounce material there. So this is about 200 meters step out from that to the north, and we hit some of the highest grade that's ever been drilled at this property. So we're really excited when these come back, and you know, drilling around these historic gold mines, the old saying is the best place to find a mine is next to a mine. And there's a lot of examples in the Golden Triangle of successful companies. Like, for example, Scotty Resources has been stepping out from the old Scotty Gold Mine and having great success. And they're looking now at, they're stepping out to the other side of the mountain a couple kilometers away and still finding mineralization. So that's the plan with this old Georgie River mine that we call the Georgia Project now, is to continue stepping out from that mine, and then if we can keep hitting mineralization like this, which is 3 ounces where they were mining ounce material, this is really exciting.
Okay, so this is even higher grade than what they were mining at that mine and a couple hundred meters away. Had there been any other drilling in this area?
Not too close to where we are. Of course, there's been lots of historical drilling around the old mine, but not up where we're drilling here.
What drew you to this target then?
Well, the geo team is actually, they stepped out along multiple places along the different veins to try and test what this system looks like on a bigger scale.
So then when it comes to some follow-up work, and I know it might be a little bit early to truly know what the plans are going to be, even the news release says that this target is open in multiple directions and at depth. Where do you foresee the company going to follow up on these results?
Well, once we get back all the results, because we still have most of that historic core. When we showed up at last summer, was our first field season at Georgia, and we found 12,000 meters of historic core from 1990. And what they did back then was they just sampled the quartz vein, the obvious high grade quartz vein, but nothing else. They just left it there. So we've assayed, relogged it, and sent it in for assays over the winter, and we're starting to get those assays back yet. And some of the shoulders of what they sampled are mineralized, and so it looks really exciting. So once we get all that data back, and we have and all the data that we've got from our current drill program, then we'll analyze where the targets are for next summer. But we're definitely going to follow up here with these kind of grades.
Oh, absolutely. But in terms of the historic core that you guys are sampling, where was most of that 5,000 meters drilled? Was it right around the mine?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so still a couple hundred meters away from here. Now, other work that's being done on the project, I understand this Hume Creek zone, you also had some drill core from there. I don't think those have come back from the lab yet. So what can we expect from that?
Once we get all of them back, we're going to do a separate press release on Hume Creek, because it really is a different style of target there. So we're looking forward to those results, and it's more of a bulk tonnage, lower grade bulk tonnage target, and it's an exciting theory, and I think it's hard to tell from looking at the drill core, but it sure is an interesting target if it pans out.
Now, Ian, just remind everybody of the timing of when you guys can get back up into the Golden Triangle on this Georgia project, just to understand that as you are waiting for this other drill or these results to come back, the timing that you have to get another drill program going so that you can be on site when you're able to be.
Yeah, so in the summer, it's pretty easy to access here because we're just along the Portland Canal from the town of Stewart. So it's 12 kilometers on a helicopter. Once we're more advanced, and what they were doing in the 30s when they were mining is there's a road from the project site just down to Tidewater, and they would just barge along the Portland Canal. So if you did that, you'd have access all year round. But while we're just doing this preliminary exploration, it's not really a snowpack that stops us. It's the bad weather in the winter stops the helicopters from flying. So that's it's really the season there is July to September is the heart of the season, and you can push it. People do push it into June or October. So 3 to 5 months is the season.
So once you get back some of these historic results and some of the other drill results from this Hume Creek zone, then that's the time that you'll be putting together the drill program for this year. We'll be able to get some more color there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the company does also hold two other projects, one that is even outlined that you are waiting for some channel samples from the Silver Crown property. You did there's 1,400 meters of strike length here. This is following up on a discovery that was made last year. What information can you give us on this news that you're waiting for?
Well, we actually have a dozen or so projects around the Stewart camp, but this is we're most excited about this Silver Crown one that we acquired last summer. And it's we've sampled it. We did surface samples and LIDAR and some geophysics this summer, just getting it ready for drilling. We've mapped outcropping. Looks like high-grade silver veins, looks like lots of sphalerite and galena. We mapped them for a kilometer and a half, and we channel sampled them every 40 meters. And those, we just don't, unbelievably, we still don't have those results back from the lab, even though we submitted them in September. So we're expecting them any day now. So that'll be another news release talking about this result. But it sure is an exciting target. And we know at the end of last season, Mountain Boy was drilling right on the edge of that property. And then during the season, both Ascot and Pretium were drilling on the western side of our property. So there's a lot of activity in that region. And it sure looks like we're all onto something there.
So for follow-up work at either of these projects, what's the permitting process looking like for the company in terms of being able to get drills on the ground when able to?
Well, for Georgia, we have a five-year area permit, so no problem there. It's already good. The Silver Crown, it's a new property for us, so we submitted the application for the drill permit early because we know next summer is going to be insanely busy in the Golden Triangle, not just everybody, not just financing available to everybody and new excitement in our industry these days, but also the BC government let work commitments go back a year because of COVID. So anyone who they could have pushed their work commitments back from last year to next year, but they have to work this summer. So everybody's going to be up there, and we feel that the ministry is going to have a huge backlog. So we made sure we got all our permit applications in really early.
Now, one other thing that you mentioned last time we chatted was potentially consolidation in the Golden Triangle area. A lot of companies operate up there. There's a lot of it's a really fractured area. But as I mentioned, you said that you guys are looking at still consolidating some of that area. Are there any updates you can give us on this front?
Yeah, well, we acquired Silver Crown and Independence last summer, and we're in talks with the other juniors in the region. And really, it's just a matter of everybody getting their drill results out. Nobody has all their drill results yet. But once that's done, then we could really have, we probably have a small window where we can all talk about what to do before everyone raises money for next summer's drill programs and is excited about those. But there's definitely going to be a window there where we can talk about it. And we need to consolidate in Stewart. There's there's no reason to have so many juniors there. And for investors or for partnerships with majors, you need to have a district scale properties. And right now there's too many juniors in one little area.
Yeah, it's so true. Now, just to wrap us up here, just remind everybody the cash in the bank for the company to progress this year through drilling whenever we do get those plans out for the drill program.
Well, we have $1.2 million, so there's no rush for financing, and we spend very little money when we're not in the field. But our program for next summer will likely be around $3 million. So before the summer season starts, we will have to raise just a couple million dollars, which is pretty easy to do with flow-through funds in this market.
Yeah, especially this market. We're seeing a lot of money being raised and a lot of work being done. So if anybody has any follow-up questions for AUX or regarding any of these drill results, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Sounds like there's still some more news that will be coming out from, well, this project and also from the Silver Crown project. So I'll follow up as some more of those results hit the market. Ian, thanks for your time today. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.